Life Incidents by James White, narrated by Timothy Turner. Chapter 7. Daniel Chapter 7. In this chapter we have the same great outline of this world's history as symbolized by the image of Chapter 2, again brought to view, but in a different form. The prophet here saw four great beasts, explained in verse 17, to be four great kingdoms, corresponding respectively to the gold, silver, brass, and iron of the great image. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. Verse 4. The Chaldean Empire, as advanced to its summit of prosperity under Nebuchadnezzar, was intended by this beast. See Scott. The second like to a bear, and it raised itself up on one side, and had three ribs in its mouth. Verse 5. A fit emblem of the character and conquest of the Persian nation, which succeeded Babylon B.C. 538. Prideaux, Volume 1, page 139. And lo, another like a leopard, which had four wings and four heads. Verse 6. This was the emblem of the Grecian or Macedonian Empire, which for the time was the most renowned in the world. It was erected by Alexander the Great on the ruins of the Persian monarchy, and it continued in four divisions under his successors. The leopard, being exceedingly fierce and swift, represented the kingdom, and especially under Alexander its founder. But the swiftness of the quadruped was not an adequate emblem of the rapidity with which he made his conquests. The leopard had therefore four wings of a fowl upon his back. Scott, Prideaux, Volume 1, page 380, Rollin's History of Alexander. And behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. Verse 7. The kingdom that succeeded Greece was Rome, the invincible fortitude, hardiness, and force of which, perhaps, was never equaled. This beast had 10 horns. These are declared in verse 24 to be 10 kingdoms. The 10 kingdoms are enumerated by Mark Ivel, Bishop Lloyd, and Dr. Hales as follows. Number 1, the Huns, 8356. Number 2, the Ostrogoths, 8377. Number 3, the Visigoths, 8378. Number 4, the Franks, 8407. Number 5, the Vandals, 8407. Number 6, the Suevi, 8407. Number 7, the Burgundians, 8407. Number 8, the Heruli and Rugi, or Thuringi, 8476. Number 9, the Anglo-Saxons, 8476. Number 10, the Lombards, 8483. It is certain that the Roman Empire was divided into 10 kingdoms, and though they might be sometimes more and sometimes fewer, yet they were still known by the name of the 10 kingdoms of the Western Empire. Scott. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. In this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. Verse 8. This little horn is by all Protestants acknowledged to be a symbol of the papacy. Said the angel, speaking of this horn, He shall subdue three kings. Verse 24. The three kingdoms that were plucked up to make way for the papacy were number 1, the Heruli, in 493, number 2, the Vandals, in 534, and number 3, the Ostrogoths, in 538. Gibbons decline and fall. Into the hands of this power, the saints, times, and laws were to be given for a time, times, and the dividing of time, or 1,260 years. See Revelation chapter 12, verses 6 and 14. From 538, when the papacy was set up, 1,260 years extend to 1798, and it is a notable fact of history that on the 10th of February, 1798, Berthier, a general of Bonaparte's, at the head of the Republican Army of France, entered Rome and took it. The papal government was abolished, and the Pope died in exile, In 1799, see Crowley on the Apocalypse. There's History of the French Revolution. Clark on Daniel 7:25. The papacy has never been restored to its former power. We are by this chain of prophecy brought down to the 18th century, and the prophet does not see this beast gradually changing his wild and ferocious nature to the innocence and gentleness of the Lamb, to make way for a temporal millennium. But he looks only a step further and says, I beheld, even till the beast was slain, and his body destroyed, and given to the burning flame. Daniel chapter 7, verse 11.